Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with Mike Spayne, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us each week. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
We start with a very sad story, and this is a result of a house fire in rural upstate New York. It's left five people dead and one hospitalized in critical condition. All are believed to be from the same family. I know you've done some reporting on this. Give us an update.
This fire on Monday morning was in the Greene County town of East Durham. It's about 40 miles southwest of Albany, where the five people were killed. It's two adults and three children. According to a family member, the blaze along Route 145 killed Nicholas Mamano and his wife, Mary, and three of their grandchildren, all under the age of 12. The children's father, John Mamano, was badly injured in the blaze. He's now listed in critical condition at the Clark Burn Center in Syracuse. And according to a family member yesterday, he is expected to survive. He said the family had been gathering at the home over the weekend to celebrate Easter. Authorities don't know the cause. The building has been reduced to rubble, and state police are continuing their investigation.
Well, we go from that terribly sad story to the residents of the city of Rensselaer in the neighboring town of East Greenbush and a call for a shutdown.
Well, this is a demolition and debris dump that opened a few years ago along the city and town of East Greenbush line. Brian Nearing, our environment writer, has been covering this story for a few weeks. The residents are complaining about blowing trash at this so-called Dunn dump. That's what it's been called for years when it was an old excavation site for gravel. And a couple of years ago, the state issued a permit so it could become a demolition and debris dump, and it has become the largest in New York State. The residents complain about debris blowing around, plastic bags. They say dust is everywhere in the neighborhood. Every day, several dozen tractor trailers rumble through city neighborhoods in Rensselaer on their way in and out of the landfill. There's local elementary school nearby. So some residents were picketing yesterday calling for the state to take action. They'd love to see it shut down. The state Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Segos, who actually can see this dump from his office across the river in Albany, said they're looking into whether the owner of the dump, Waste Connections, a Texas-based company, is complying with the permit that allowed it to open. Some residents complain that municipal waste is illegally being dumped there. As far as shutting it down, the permit does allow it to operate through 2022. So residents want at least them to be held responsible for and compliant to the permit that they were given.
Mike Spayne, associate editor of the Times Union. Find out more at timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you.